Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Mike Mangione is a Milwaukee-area musician, but he's also the host and producer of an artist-to-artist interview podcast called Time and the Mystery. We talk with Mike every month about one of the notable interviews he's done with musicians, actors, and other people of note.
Mike joined us in the studio recently to share some of a remarkable conversation he had with two musicians, his link to a couple of longtime musical heroes of his. Nice to see you, as always.
It's really nice to be in your office today.
It's nice to have you here. We're talking today about an interview you did with a couple of musicians mm-hmm. who I don't know that they're household names for those of us outside the music industry, but I gather these two folks are people who are really well known and really well respected inside the world of what you do.
Sure, yeah. So Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams, they're a married couple. And they have their own duo going that's fantastic. They're called the King and Queen of Americana Music. But Larry Campbell first came to me through Bob Dylan. I'm a huge Dylan and Levon Helm fan. And Larry Campbell was, I remember I was at Marquette University and I went to go see Bob Dylan at one of the theaters downtown. And I mean, he's a great songwriter. His performance is great. But what Dylan does so well is he builds a band around him that, frankly, can carry him through a full show with a very limited vocal range. I remember one year is during the 90s, like late 90s, and Dylan had two guitarists that just absolutely made the show so colorful and so dynamically large. It was Larry Campbell and Charlie Sexton. And so I've always had my eye on Larry Campbell. I've always appreciated his work as a guitarist. Well, he left when he worked with Dylan for like 7-8 years, recorded one of my favorite Dylan records, which is Love and Theft, which unfortunately came out on September 11th, 2001. But he left Dylan's band and joined Levon Helm. And not only became Levon Helm's guitarist, he became Levon Helm's producer for the three records that Levon won a Grammy with, and became the music director for what's called The Ramble, which was Levon was doing shows at his barn at his house. Levon's health was deteriorating, and so he opened up his barn. He made it into a venue, opened it up for people to come. About 150, 200 people would come, pay a nice ticket price, and sit like pretty much on top of the band as they would play all night. And these shows were supposed to be amazing.
And that is where your conversation begins.
I've never been, but from what it looks like and what it sounds like, it's such a unique situation. I mean, it's literally the heart of something special. Yeah. And you enter into the heart.
That was Levon's heart.
Levon's heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that, do you think that was the dream from the very beginning? That kind of creating that heart, that home?
I don't think it was consciously that. I think it was something that he couldn't help because he was so...
He was that.
I mean, I always keep saying there was no distance between who Levon was and what he did.
That sounds... You know? That's so great to hear.
Yeah.
As a fan, because that's what you think.
Right.
But you never
know. Yeah, sure.
No,
he had his human flaws, as we all do, you know.
Yeah,
But he... there was an honesty to his soul that was just, he tripped over it, you know? He couldn't help it. It was there, and there was nothing he could do about it.
And that's a big magnet, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. People wanted to be around him and be with him. And
feel like they know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made everybody feel like you were his best friend, you know? Everybody felt close to him, I think. Yeah.
How do you maintain that after?
How do you maintain
that? I don't know. How did he maintain his Arkansas accent for 40 years?
And there wasn't anything put on about it either. It was the real, it sounded like he walked out of the cotton patch, you know, the day.
Just the authenticity.
Yeah, authenticity.
And authenticity.
So tell me a little bit about how this interview came about.
This is the first person that I've interviewed that I walked in. I was in their neck of the woods. I was in Albany, New York. It was before one of their shows, and I was so nervous because I look up to these people so much. And I open up the dressing room door, and there they are. And my heart starts racing like a geek. You know, like I'm dorking out here. But we have a mutual friend, and it's my old producer, a guy named Bo Ramsey. Bo Ramsey has worked with Larry Campbell on some stuff. And so to level the playing field, the first thing I say to him is I said, Bo Ramsey says hello. And he's nice. He then opens up and I was like, ah, oh, okay. So yeah, so this was unique because we had to I wanted to know so much about them and their work, but at the same time, I also wanted to know about who they worked with. And so they jumped right in talking about Levon Helm, and I was very happy to do so. And they started talking about the Rambles and what made the Rambles so special and what made Levon so special.
So that's a musician interviewing two musicians about a fourth musician.
Yeah.
But they also talked about their own work, right?
Yeah. So at this point now in the conversation, I'm totally comfortable. And what I loved about them is they're talking about Levon having authenticity. Well, they have it in spades. And they really take their work seriously, and so do I, and with what I do in everything. And so we start talking about, well, how do you then, you know, we're not just like licking stamps here. We're trying to actually have a connection with an audience, you know. We entered into their work and talking about their performance and how they make that connection and what we start calling, how do they get out of the way? How do they not become distracted by themselves so they can be authentic to the people they're in front of?
You know what helps is getting on stage and knowing that these people are here with open hearts to have a good time and to hear what you want to communicate to them.
Yeah.
And you owe it to them to get out of your own way and let them have that.
But that's a trick, getting out of your own way. That's an accomplishment.
But when I consciously am aware that people have come here to because they and they're paying money to get this from you, I can look at that as a responsibility and completely disown whatever personal issues I'm wrapped up with.
Yeah, it's not about you.
You're right. That's right. That's right.
It's not about you.
It's about what I have to give to these people and what they come to get from me.
Yeah, they're given back by receiving.
Exactly.
It's a cyclical.
Yes.
I had a moment once, and this was like the most like I snapped right in, like the fastest way I snapped into it is when I was singing. I think I was playing solo, and I noticed a couple people. You know, you notice everything, people moving or whatever. The worst is the phone. If you see a phone go, oh yeah. No. And I was so thrown out of it. And I was like, what must I do to like make these people listen, to make them happy? What must I do to like get into that place? And then my eyes turned right to a woman with her eyes closed. And I realized she's doing nothing but listening to everything that I'm doing right now. And not in like an egotistical way.
Right.
But in like...
Right.
Yeah. What's being laid out is being completely received by
yes.
one person.
Yeah.
And if it's only one person,
that's enough for me.
Teresa Williams and Larry Campbell in conversation with Mike Mangione and a little bit of music there as well. As you mentioned, though, Larry Campbell not only worked with Levon Helm, before that, he worked with Bob Dylan.
Yeah. And so I'm just all transparency in this conversation. I'm chomping at the bit to get into Dylan, right? But I want to be respectful. I know that Dylan's very secretive, and there's some people that I know that have worked with him. They can't talk about the experience. But Larry opened up the door, and so we start talking about Dylan before his like he would play 200 dates a year, and before his shows, each show he would have like a 2-hour rehearsal before each show. And so moving along in the whole theme of how to maintain authenticity and connection, Larry starts talking about Dylan's process in doing that and how he, you know, after all these years, maintains sanity and connection with his audience.
We would play songs over and over and over again until we got to something that was sort of a new interpretation of that same old song to him.
Do you mean play it over and over again every night?
In rehearsals.
Okay,
in
so
rehearsals or sound checks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it would sort of develop this characteristic. It wouldn't be performed that way if it hadn't been for the particular members of that band performing it that way,
mm-hmm.
you know. He would keep kneading the dough, as it were, until it got to where it was something that was speaking to him.
Would it be consistent then from that point on?
Or for a while.
Really?
Yeah, for a while. And then it would morph into something else.
Do you think, know? Like for me as a writer and a performer, that to me says, I would think he's just trying to stay close to the source.
Yeah, exactly.
Not cast
yes,
up.
Yes, yes.
Given
yes.
honest.
Which is what we've been talking
about.
That's
what we're
right.
talking about.
Right, that's right.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
That's very true. Very true.
Just, you got to respect that.
It's yeah. a beautiful thing.
And the audience may not always be happy that it's not exactly the way they've heard yeah. it. And then, you know.
Oh, totally.
But well, yeah. he's searching. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like to me. Who am I to say? Yeah. But.
So you're having this conversation with them, and they're in their dressing room in Albany, New York. But I gather you also had a chance to kind of share your personal reflections about a connection you made with them.
Yeah, definitely. And let me just say that, you know, these little segments you're showing are me talking with them. We do talk about their work quite a bit in the actual podcast. So if you want to know about them a little more, not just Levon Helm and Dylan, you can. But I had a moment. Levon Helm toured right before he died. I saw him at the Potawatomi Casino on March 14th. He died a month later, and he had maybe five more shows from when I saw him in Milwaukee to before he died. So he was touring right to the last moment. I had a profound moment watching that show as the last song they did, where I was moved more by any live performance I've ever seen in my life, and I've seen a lot. So I had. And I share what that moment is in the actual podcast if you want to hear it. But I had the honor of being moved by these people and then in this interview tell them about the experience I had with their work. And it opened up a door for them. They then start sharing their last experiences with Levon. And so this is a story of their last show with Levon, a man who played music for 40 years and, you know, This is them talking about his last show ever.
He said, I think it was the last show, road show that we did with him. It was Tarrytown Music Hall. We're backstage in a little kind of barely there dressing room. And he's sitting with his head down and everybody's getting ready to go out. And there's only like, I don't know, three or four maybe of us in that dressing room. And he looks up and goes, because his voice was really raggedy. He had hardly been able to sing at all recently at that time. And he looked up suddenly, and I don't know if anybody else heard him, but he said, "All I ask for are those 2 hours on stage."
Wow.
It was heavy. And that night, he picked up on "When I Go Away," which Larry had been having to sing because Levon couldn't sing it. Larry did like a phrase.
I did the first verse.
And
I'm about to come in on the second verse.
And he picked it up.
And here comes this voice, like out of nowhere.
Ringing.
Which hadn't been around for a while. Singing it clear as a bell. And with all this strength
and
he had.
And finished the song.
And he finished the song.
I thought we were all going to levitate.
Yeah. It was. Just, and it's on YouTube. That. And then we came out and did Glory Land after that. And it was the last song we all sang with him right there.
Yeah. What a great song.
Oh, yeah.
What a great moment.
Teresa Williams and Larry Campbell talking about the last time they played with Levon Helm on the road. Mike, thanks for bringing us that conversation.
Thank you for letting me share it.
One more time. One more time. I feel like I'm returning.
Mike Mangione is a Milwaukee area singer-songwriter. He joins us every month to share some of the highlights from his podcast, which is called Time and the Mystery. You'll find a link to his full conversation with Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams at WUWM.com.
More time. Lives. That's more. Yeah.
One.